I'm looking around the world. Where are you getting a better winger than him, a right winger than him?
I got a right winger for them.
Go on.
Pepe improves Arsenal. I mean, Man United.
We can ignore him. He's having a tear.
Do it, man. I can't.
Can't do it.
What do you mean? Pepe improves Arsenal.
Man United.
But he doesn't even improve. Come on, bro. Come on.
Of course he doesn't improve Arsenal because we've got Saka.
All right, one second. Let me just call the stroke doctor.
Done 165 episodes. That's mad.
No, it'd be way more than that.
Like you said, since this.
Since what?
Filthy at five.
But it's 52 a week, 52 a year. We skip Christmas
because we are
Jehovah Witness.
There's a family walking around today that claim they got the blood of Jesus in them, because the story is Jesus slammed Mary and she had the baby.
Jesus slammed Mary. His mum.
Mary Magdalene, you idiots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to be clear. The Bible, there's two Marys.
No, I'm just saying. Look, Jesus slammed Mary.
How?
Magdalene.
That's Magdalene. Say Magdalene.
No, Magdalene. Mary Magdalene.
And who's she?
The prostitute woman that was helping him.
Back in the day?
Yes, his brethren. There's a fairy that he slammed her and they got a baby. So there's a family.
Man said fairy.
Fairy.
This is what it is.
There's a fairy.
Same. Yeah.
Very different.
There's a fairy, yeah? There's a family walking around now with Jesus' blood in them. It's something to do with the Da Vinci Code.
What do they pay him?
What do they pay?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There was money. But in the Jesus days?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, Jesus was born in an inn because the hotels were all full up and that.
So people paid.
They weren't just rocking
out. They had hotels back then, man.
Yeah.
I once said that. I don't know the story in it, but the Jesus I thought was like...
They had money way before that.
The Jesus I thought... This is mad. And I'm standing real ignorant here, and I don't mean
Wasn't
to.
Wasn't Mansa Musa the richest man of all time?
Yeah, gold.
And that's
gold.
A long time that's before that's, Jesus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, Mansa Musa wasn't before Jesus, bro. He was after.
You sure?
Yeah, because he wasn't AC. He wasn't AC. No, he was AC, bro. He wasn't BC.
AD, no way.
AD is, yeah, after death.
ADCD.
Anno Domini.
It's a good band.
Yeah, man. I like the t-shirts.
ADCD.
That's like Battle of Hastings times.
No, that's 1066.
Yeah, but I'm saying round them times, isn't it?
So, Battle of Hastings was after Jesus.
What? I swear that's 1066.
Yes. Yes. Jesus is zero.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
You thought Battle of Hastings was before Jesus?
No. Hey, I was asking the question. I'm going to say, I was making sure. Because I get it confused. Medieval times, that's after Jesus.
Medieval.
It's all after Jesus.
It's not all after Jesus. You're reading the wrong books.
This is what I'm saying.
All them times that you're talking about is all after Jesus, bro. Everything that he was talking about is all after Jesus, bro.
Well, no, like Roman Empire, Greek Empire.
That's all before.
Julius Caesar. Yeah. Gladiator.
That's before, I think.
Jesus came. Roman Christ, they was beefing. They didn't like that. Right. Christ was about
I
when the Rome
I'm
was about.
I'm getting Jesus confused with God.
What?
Right. Now, I don't know whose time was before God.
He switched. God switched on the PlayStation.
Okay, gotcha. And Jesus was Mario.
Mario's not even on PlayStation.
Do you think Jesus had a child?
Did Jesus have a child? He was a virgin, bro.
If he did have a child, you would have met him in a studio.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, Jesus was a virgin.
He's a king.
He
Is that what they say?
Yeah, because he concentrated on giving out the word, didn't it?
I'm being serious. I genuinely heard that Jesus was like a bad boy like growing up.
What, it was a city boy? They're trying to say Jesus was a city boy.
You heard that Jesus was a bad boy growing up.
Because you don't hear nothing about Jesus as a kid, do you? Like, as a boy.
No, it skips a lot of his years, the book. Yeah.
Well, I heard those years. Is...
Who did you hear it from?
My uncle. He's a pastor.
Surely man must know, though. Not know, but they must say that. He was decent at ball, like something.
Right, so you're going to tell me that there was football before Jesus?
When he a carpenter or something? When he meant to be a carpenter?
Yeah, he was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know how he got into that. What tickled his fancy and his interest?
Goliath.
His dad, I think.
Trojan horse.
His dad made the PlayStation, so...
His dad made the police station?
PlayStation.
Oh,
did they have police? I want to know how when...
Yes, they had police.
What? In sandals?
Shut up,
man. How are they running people down in sandals, Rudeway?
No one runs, though. Everyone just fast walks.
Boys, good news. Mug's back.
I was hoping that's where you went.
From the stairs. From the stairs records.
Look at the clap you got.
Weak.
Yeah, man and one. Man and one.
Like my ticker.
We didn't believe he was gone, you know.
He said weak like my ticker.
He was milking it though.
Bro, you
was basically doing the one where, like, when you land in a city and you'd be like, right, who's around? Like, that's what you was basically. You landing at the hospital, who's about? Yeah. Who's about next door? What ward are you in?
Someone tweeted, Miles, we get it, man. You're in hospital, man. Lock off.
I got a duty of care to let the people know. Well, go on and get what I'm trying
not
to say.
Not really. Not really.
No?
But how you feeling, though?
I'm good, man.
Mark said he had a stroke, doctor.
What? Is that like a fluffer?
I had a whole stroke team.
What was the stroke called? It was called a TIA stroke.
A TIA, yeah. A TIA, that's what it's called. It's called a TIA.
TIA.
TIA, so it's like a mini stroke.
He had a TA stroke. He was assisting.
He had a TA and a stroke doctor.
His stroke came with assistance.
I didn't give you the update, man. I let you know now. I never had one. After the CAT scan, after the MRI, and they're looking deep diving, they're saying I never had that. But obviously, it's the...
No, but you let us think you had a stroke for what you could have told us.
I thought I had a stroke. The whole left side of my body was messed up. I couldn't talk.
I've worked with Margs for a few years now. Margs just had a second episode in the car. There was no medical condition. He was just a bit tired. He did a draft in his head. And that's the result. I've seen it.
Nah, man. There's issues. There's stuff going on up there. That's why I'm back on meds and that.
There's stuff going on up there.
Look, I'm straight. I'm on the men. You get me? I'm glad you lot cared. You lot are laughing, but you lot cared.
Nah, we cared, bruv. We definitely cared.
said I'm straight, I'm on the men. Alright, cool.
Hey, did you really feel like, yo, this is it for me?
No, not like I was dying. I
was in the group.
He was telling the story as it was happening. He was like, boys, I can't send this message with my left hand.
Brother, do you know how strokes work? Do you know how strokes work?
No.
They could just strike you, bam, you're gone.
Do you know they could just strike you?
The only reason why I was scared, yeah, I was with my youth. It was just me and my son. You get me? So that's why it was worrying for me. That's why I was like,
did he help? Tear.
We're all good, man. Let's toast to my life.
Yeah, man. 100.
Toast.
Yeah, man. Toast to Margs, man.
To Margs. We'll talk more about him in the intro, by the way. But you know what? This is important. Today's Filthy Five is sponsored by HelloFresh.
Wow.
It's a good brand.
I'm an advocate. I've spent loads of money.
But you lot know how much I hate when you lot order food to the office. And I don't mind it downstairs, but when you bring it to the table, it's jarring.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Sorry.
Dan, Lippy.
Margs.
PK.
But it's not just because...
Why are you bringing my name?
Yeah,
you're the worst, bro.
But not just because it's mad, because the audio listeners, they hear the noise.
That's an SMR.
They really don't like it. But also, there's just better ways to do it. There's healthier, more convenient, and better value ways to do it. And that's HelloFresh. Dan put me onto HelloFresh.
Yeah, it's good.
Big HelloFresh advocate. And we're going to put the crowd on. But before we put the crowd on, we're going to put on Margs.
Yeah.
Margs thinks he's a top chef. I don't know if you lot know this. But yeah, we're going to test Margs with HelloFresh now because he is a connoisseur.
I'm going to whip something up.
He does believe in quality. He has made an order. He has got a box coming to his house.
What we'll do is I'm going to go home, I'm going to whip it up, and I'll show you how to use the whole thing.
Can you take the credit for it if you whip up a HelloFresh?
Of course.
No, you can. It's still no.
I whip up HelloFreshes. Like, so.
Well, listen, HelloFresh is super, super simple, and we've got an offer, a filthy offer. You click the link in the description, and you'll get 60% off your first box, 25% off your next 8 boxes, or you can use the code FELLAS60. On HelloFresh.co.uk, or you can use the QR code that we're going to put over Geordie's face right now.
Better version of Geordie.
Man said that's a big QR code. I said, how big is the QR code?
My face ain't bigger than Tigo's or Steve-O's actually.
My face ain't big. I've got a small face.
What? A small face.
You're honest to me.
You don't have a big face, but you ain't got a small face. You ain't got a small face, yeah.
But look, you go on HelloFresh.co.uk, you select how many people you're cooking for and how many recipes you want per week. So it's like 2 to 4, how many meals you reckon you're going to be doing HelloFresh. Select the kind of meals you want, and they will send you prepped ingredients, packaged, boxed up, ready to go. It'll come with a little card that explains to you how to cook it, gives you pictures as well, so you're never making the wrong step anywhere in the process.
Plus, I'm going to walk you through the whole process. So,
and later on the episode, we're going to show you Margs chefing it up with HelloFresh and giving us a review on the quality of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder, you can sign up to HelloFresh by clicking the link in the description, or you can go to hellofresh.co.uk, use the code FELLAS60. You will get 60% off your first box, 25% off your next 8 boxes. Sometimes they do little giveaways as well when you do orders with them. Or you can scan the QR code, which we're going to put over Miles's face now.
That's my whole body.
What do you mean that's my whole body?
That's a thin QR code.
Rectangle one.
What? What? That didn't even make no sense.
Either way, whatever.
Boys, you know what we're going to do today?
What?
We're going to go through some Premier League teams and we're going to delete a guaranteed first team player. And we're going to replace him with another player. We're going to decide how you improve the big teams in this country. But I don't want to hear, oh, you take Wan-Bissaka off Man United. I think every week, as good as Wan-Bissaka is, it's too easy. You're going to have to delete a first team player from every team and improve them with a realistic,
so as in,
real player.
You, are you getting rid of the best, the best player from each team, basically?
Somewhere around the best player, yeah.
We always used to say you could probably put Thomas Muller for Firmino at Liverpool.
Exactly.
It's a tough one. Firmino was banging.
What a player.
To make them better, improve them and show something new.
Where's Firmino now? Is he still? I would take Firmino at Chelsea.
You would take
most people, though.
Callum Hudson-Odoi. Callum Hudson-Odoi is your current top goal scorer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm back. I'm going to be back concentrating on football this year.
Before we're going to get into that, I'm going to introduce the panel.
From your left to your right, or to your
from my right to my left.
Okay.
From my right to my left. First up, his name's PK Humble. His season's about to start. He's
curled his hair.
Staying out of trouble, actually. I expected this summer to be a lot more trouble.
He's lost weight.
Troublesome.
His hair's grown.
Yeah.
I'm growing my hair. Proud of you. You've grown, isn't it? You've taken a
step.
Yeah. Across these steps.
That's the one.
Yeah. Step. Is that what it is?
No, but
I'm losing weight. I'm trying to get 20 goals this season.
Is it?
I'm chatting.
Nah, maybe 15.
I was watching Frank Lampard on Diary of a CEO this morning. It's possible.
What, he said he plays like me?
No, but he got goals because his dad used to throw a ball at him in the rain.
My dad's only ever watched me play once in my whole life.
Did you play good? Yeah. That's why he ain't come back.
Nah, actually.
Yeah, nah, I actually played well. No, twice actually. The first time, it was on TV. He watched it on BBC iPlayer. I got dragged half time. I came home and he said, "You was a poor player today."
Hey, that one cut deep, you know.
Hey.
Beck's on the panel. He's back from the stairs. He's representing the new black.
Come on.
Back from the dead. Yeah. Back from the dead.
Yeah. He's an alleged groomer.
Allegedly.
Oh my gosh.
I've only ever groomed anyone for greatness.
Whoa.
I've only ever groomed anyone for greatness. So I'll just let that, I just want to put that out there.
Anyway, his name's Margs.
Hey, we've got a show. We're at live September 10th. No Behaviour. Make sure you pull up. It's going
to
be
go
epic.
To Margs' Twitter, his Instagram.
Anywhere. Click the link in my bio.
Margs' TikTok?
Yes, I got a TikTok.
There you go.
It's trash. But I've got a TikTok. And you know what? Bless your little cotton socks who follows me. The couple hundred.
Threads?
I got threads.
Threads?
I got more followers on threads than I have on TikTok.
There you go. There you go. But go find Margs and buy tickets to his live show.
The plans, this ain't even a joke. The plans I've got for that show are huge. And if you rate anything I've done in my life, you're going to want to be there.
Anything I've ever done in my life. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a wide
true,
network.
It's true.
I do a lot, you know.
Next on the panel, someone who definitely rates what Margs did when he pulled up to a football pitch the other day. His name's Lippy Lickshaw.
Also, we're not talking about that on the show.
What's happened? What did you do now?
Are we talking about it?
Well, basically, yeah. You know them football challenges for YouTube and them thing there. Obviously, I knew Margs was going there, but obviously Margs is at a certain time. I'm a bit later, innit? Brother, the production team called, man, 20 minutes later, saying, "Yo, can you pull up early?" I said, "Yeah, but why?" Like, because it was local to man. Hear them. Oh, Margs has injured himself in the warm-up.
I tore my quad.
What?
in the warm up,
you're falling apart.
That's facts. That's facts. Snooze is a bad idea.
I told my quad boys. I'm not even gonna lie, I'll tell you, that trauma, the response, everything that happened to me is after I tore my quad, bro. If I didn't injure myself, I don't think I would have went to the hospital. I'm not even joking. I was in a bad way, bro.
I just realised you said, you didn't say bury me in the Stretford then. What scared are you? Scared? Sorry.
Hey, that's one of the funniest things you ever said.
Mad thing though.
Still ain't said it.
Ain't said it.
Still ain't said it. All right, real Stretford ender.
Change that, man. Oh, yo, man, that's a remix to ting. Yo.
Anyway, his name's Lippy. Lick shot.
Yeah, man.
Catch him out and about. He's all over the place. Never less than a 7. Next on the panel, we got a man that announced last week that he's going on tour with Pusha T.
Of course you came, man.
Wait, if we don't clap that, are you joking me? This guy's been going at it. Like,
he's been
head down.
Grinding.
Yeah, man, grinding.
Do you think he's going to talk to you? Do you think he's going to be
a... I've met him. He's a nice guy.
I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, this is it. Go for it.
You know that means I'm not friends with Drake now, innit? Basically.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Are they really at each other still, like... Hello? Okay.
His name's Jordy.
His name's Jordy, not Jordan, mum.
Yes, talk to me important, man. You say his one, but not your one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, next on the panel we got...
Next on the panel, we got Steve-O, the madman, who, again, you know, he's just always at a level of quality. And he was downstairs eating a chip wrap. And he's
what?
Got something.
Chip
can I,
wrap.
Can I ask him an important question?
Yes. Arsenal fans. What are you looking at, bruv? You right?
Cause what's going on, bro? Like, I want to know about the chip wrap, bruv. What's going on, blood?
How you caught that? You see that, boy?
The chip wrap had you.
And then you said Arsenal, so it intensified.
Arsenal fans, obviously, worldwide, everything, filthy. I've been, I ain't going to lie to you, but I made a couple of bets with you guys last season. First bet I want to pay is the debt to you.
If it's £50, give it me.
He's paying.
No, I promised him an Arsenal shirt.
Oh, look at that.
So I got him an Arsenal shirt.
What a guy.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow.
With.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
Oh, look at that.
On the back.
What a guy.
With his favourite player, Emile Rose Smith. Is that his name?
Yeah. That's it.
Burkamp. Yeah, so that's for you. And I owe you money.
You do.
Have you got 50 on you?
Yeah, I bought cash out today.
Hey, Miles. Miles. No,
do
Miles.
You have a turn of change?
So what, you didn't win no bets?
No,
you lost everything.
Oh, look. I owe you a fiver, yeah? Is that right?
That's fine, bro.
Marks, man, you got to pay your bets.
I love that,
Miles.
Know.
Hey, Miles. Like, seriously. Run my money, bro.
I'll run your bread. Next episode.
There you go, though, boys. And yeah, Arsenal fans, up yours, man. Yeah?
Up yours.
I'm old school. I'm old school.
Up yours.
Next on the panel, we got a man who's under immediate pressure to pay his debts.
Does that say Illuminati?
Immediate pressure to pay his debts.
It does say...
It says Illuminati, bro.
No, it says Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Illuminati.
Might as well say Illuminati. Yeah. My boy's brand, man.
Good hat, though.
Isn't that what they do, like, in university in America?
Alumni, yeah. Something like that.
Alumni, yeah.
What is that, though?
It means he graduated that year.
Who's he got a debt to?
Me.
How much? What is it for?
50 quid.
For what?
That. Gabby wouldn't get 15 league goals.
What was that, though? You was body popping, not just talking.
We have to be patient with him,
sorry,
Jordy.
Sorry. I was remembering where it was.
He's mash.
So that facial expression, I'm guessing, was people pay me my debts, I don't pay their debts.
No, just the expression was I'm not under pressure, that's all.
Moody Miles is in the house.
The Moody Diva's son.
Apple don't fall far from the tree. Jesus.
His name's Miles, he's got a new Arsenal shirt. And he's working for Arsenal. He worked for Arsenal last week, didn't he?
Working for Arsenal now as well.
Put it on. Let me take this off.
I'll wear it next week.
Let me take this off.
I'll wear it next week.
Man's undressing you, you know.
Relax.
That's crazy.
Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thanks, man. Wiles, aka best looking guy on YouTube.
Energy.
Last but not least on the panel, we got a city boy whose energy levels somehow remain in the green.
I'm knackered.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He's putting on a brave face.
He's putting on a brave face for the crowd. He's
I'm going back inside.
I don't know if he knows who plays for Chelsea today. He's got a few weeks to get refreshed.
I'm gonna pay attention to football. Because I believe that we're gonna be back.
I believe that.
And boxing can sit on the back burner for now, I guess.
When was the last time you updated your name?
So we need a new one.
You've been Savage Dan for a long time.
Was it Sensible Dan? In 2 weeks, Sensible Dan.
Do you still feel savage?
Nah. I've been tamed, man.
Yeah, but it is who you are, though, so just keep it as that.
Bro, where's this guy come from today? What the f*** is going on with me?
See, yeah, Savage Dan. Can't just change your name, go by Daniel now or something. That don't work. Your name's
Savage Dan. Never called you Daniel.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Dan wearing Crocs.
Crocodile Dandy.
There you go.
Hey, Crocodile Dandy. I got excited. You had a name. We had one. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't hit for everyone. Yeah. It's not meant to hit for everyone.
Oh, who put me on this table, bro?
That table was going crazy. That table's going crazy.
This table's gone mad.
Well, you got half a table there. There's half. Just someone.
hey, come on.
Fight back. Throw your arm. Throw them hands.
You said throw them hands. Yeah, well done.
What?
What happened?
Huh?
He's not sharp. He's not sharp today.
Boys, if we could delete a player from Manchester City and improve them, who is the player?
Man City.
You gotta take De Bruyne out.
What?
Who improves City if you take De Bruyne out?
I'm getting it.
Okay.
Land.
Who's the best midfielder in the world?
De Bruyne.
Is it though?
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you.
No, I'm not saying I know who it is.
I know who it is. It's Grealish.
Oh.
In the 10.
It's Grealish.
Oh, take him out, you mean? Not. I thought you meant put him in the 10.
Take out Grealish from the left and put...
Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny, Mbappe. Of course that improves them.
Oh, 100%. But if you was going to take De Bruyne out, is Jude Bellingham the one that goes there?
Also, can I say that we got to... Just between us, Vinicius Jr. and Mbappe improve every team in the world.
Yeah,
I was going to take out Mahrez for Saka.
Ooh, Mahrez for Saka.
I don't think that improves it.
Of course it does.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
You'll take Saka over Mahrez?
100.
I wouldn't.
100.
Why not?
Me neither. Not yet.
Yeah, I don't do that one. I don't do that transaction
still.
That
makes them, 100%, man.
But I tell you what, you take out Mahrez and you put Salah there.
No, I
Saka
think Mahrez.
Saka over Salah in that City team. Yeah.
And then he made an interesting point there. He said...
Who's he?
Wales.
Oh, okay.
Miles will do.
Probably with attitude on him, isn't he?
He's had a bad day. Something, you had a fight on the train again.
But he made a good point, I was going to say. Are we dealing with the fact that Pep would improve Saka? Are we saying that, or is it just straight in, out?
No, it's just in, out, yeah. The day today, like, the season starts
tomorrow. I did make a good point. He just moved, he's just doing his barometer.
Who's even going to be on the right for them next season?
Well, that's a great question. Bernardo Silva?
Yeah, he ain't moving until he's moved, mate. Sorry.
Phil Foden?
I'm not having it.
I want to see Foden do 10. But when, like what I'm saying, when does he become 10? Is it like, are we talking 27, 28?
I don't think he is a 10.
No.
I mean, it's just I don't think there's many 10s in a league.
I don't know, man. He did a lot of his career in false nine. Like, he's obviously capable of playing there, but when they don't really play a 10.
I was about to say, I don't see a lot of systems with 10s.
So, I don't watch Arsenal enough to know this, but Odegaard, right?
Yeah.
You do watch us enough.
Illuminati.
So, for me, he, like, so, I look at him and he plays like how a 10 used to play, right? But he's not playing in a 10 position, is he? Okay.
He's not really playing like how a 10 used to play. He's just very creative.
That's on the ball always.
With the ball.
I say a 10 used to be that you dictate through a 10 a lot of the time, right?
He is a 10. If it like 10's like a position, it's like it's what you are, like for me, regardless of where you play.
I'm happy with that.
You get me? It's what you are, bro.
He is an 8, and like, but like Bruno Fernandes ain't a 10.
Can you 10 it from any position?
Well, now you can. Now you can. Because Chelsea would go with 2 6s and then 2 10s.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can 10 for any position. So like Mount, a six can be a 6, a deep line playmaker, which is a 6. Yeah. But you wouldn't call him a 10.
But I would call like Mount a 10. Even though he doesn't play from a 10.
Eight.
He's an eight.
He's not a wide player.
He's a great 8 as well, by the way.
But he's not really an 8. That's a 8s are kind of getting
he's
lost nowadays.
He's in between an 8 and a 10, if we're being honest.
All right, but I don't agree with Saka. So do we have another?
Interesting.
But everyone else does.
Not everyone does.
I'm going to slap him up, you know.
No, yeah, I don't know.
It's the majority. Yeah. It's the one. Saka's the one.
Rodrigo?
Who else is there then? Rodrigo's not better than Saka.
Not yet. He is.
No,
but
he's not.
I just
no, he's
don't know.
Not. Why are we doing that?
Wait a minute. Gundogan's gone.
Yeah.
So Kovacic is in.
Yeah. So you take Kovacic out and someone in now?
There's got to be a better option.
Musiala? For...
Wow, I like that.
Bellingham's...
To me, that balance-wise, Rodri, Bellingham, De Bruyne?
No.
Silly.
Do we not like this Musiala shout, though?
Nah, that definitely works, bruv.
Camavinga.
That works better for me.
You playing left back?
No, I'm putting him in the middle where he should actually be.
All right.
Yeah, but he's not going to get as much goals as Gundy. Musiala will.
It's hard to improve City.
Well, cover kicks won't now.
Yeah, that's why I say he said he's the improvement for Gundy.
It's hard to say that Real Madrid's left back would improve Manchester City's midfield. As much as I rate Camavinga, this point
in
time.
I rate Gundogan as the best midfielder last year in the league.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Gundogan now. We're talking about Kovacic.
Yeah, but you're also talking about Real Madrid's left back.
What about my man, the Inter boy? What's his name?
Barella.
Barella, yeah. Nico Barella.
Oh, in a couple of years, he's definitely that, yeah.
I think Barella, if anything, replaces Kevin De Bruyne. Because he's more advanced.
Nah, but in that system, he won't be, I don't think.
It's got to be one of the two wide men that you're going to replace.
It's the right
it's
wing.
It's
got to
be the right wing.
It
yeah.
is. That's the only. Right that's wing. The only position that no one the whole season put a stamp on it.
Dan knows. Dan's like an encyclopedia of players in the current world. So he's going to tell us another right winger right now.
Let me think of a top one.
Yeah, go. Think of just the top ones.
There's one at No, there isn't actually. It's gone. Mudryk?
I think United took one when they got.
I would leave Morris. I think he's the best right side.
No, that's not.
I would leave Morris over there. I'd take Grealish out. I think. I think Morris is better on that side than
right,
Grealish.
So who are you replacing Grealish with?
There's only one person you can replace him with.
Who?
I'll say Rashford.
Nah.
Rashford doesn't improve City. He's.
Over Grealish, it does.
Not the way they play. Yeah, Kvaratskhelia, yeah.
That was
yeah.
that one. That's the one.
That's the one.
He's a City player, bro.
Is he better than Grealish?
He will be in that
Does he
system.
Get a lot of goals?
More than Grealish, I think.
Yeah, because, yeah, then you're doing like for like.
Nah, but he's like, for me, he's more direct, like, more like...
Yeah, to improve them, I think you've got to go on the right.
Yeah, it's got to be on the right.
But who is it? Is Saka better?
It has to be Saka. It has to be Saka.
Saka got like,
I didn't ask that.
Saka got like 15 goals off the right last season.
I think you have to pick Saka.
Saka over Mahrez, though.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Saka definitely outscored him this season, though, innit?
Well, there's that and the fact that Pep, sometimes he just sits Mahrez out. I don't think Saka will get that. He'll probably be a consistent right
winger. Grealish has got a good combination with Haaland now, so you don't want to disrupt
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he just does the...
Yeah, the one-twos. Yeah, man. It's Saka.
So I think it's Saka. Saka improves Man City.
Of course. There's only one right winger in the league that's better than Saka, and it's Salah. That's it.
Well, we literally voted Mahrez in the last right winger draft.
Do you think if Mahrez was in the Arsenal team, do you think he'd carried us to a title surge?
Title surge.
To a title carried us to a title surge.
Carried us to a title surge is crazy.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Specs. Because we're at an impasse.
I like that word.
If you could delete one player from Manchester City and replace them with a player that improves them immediately, no one, and not like... Nathan Ake, like a player that is certainly going to be in their team next year. Who is it going to be? And who are you replacing him with?
I think we put out Rodri, man.
What?
And put in who?
Mikel Antonio said it, man. System players.
Declan Rice. Specs, you need to finish
land.
This.
You don't take out Rodri.
You could take out Rodri. Yeah, you can.
No, you can't take him out.
You
can
take him out.
You can't get a better one of him in there. Huh? You can't get a better one of him.
Yeah,
in
how,
there.
You have to improve them. Not who could they survive without.
How do you better that team?
Well, you've misplaced your first pass on the pitch.
He didn't even control the ball. He didn't even control the ball.
The gaffer's warned you now.
Margs gave you time to warm up.
Forget Margs, but he's arguing with someone.
Got a hole in his boot. You can't mash up the algorithm of this table, bro.
Who's that, Dezza?
Who cares?
Honestly. Like if I'm playing for manager, me personally, if I'm playing for manager, I'm taking out Rodri and bringing in someone like Conor Gallagher. That's me personally, if you're asking me.
All right, I'm glad. We wasted our time there. Let's vote. Saka for Mahrez, PK.
Yeah, but that doesn't improve City, does it?
It doesn't improve it.
So don't vote no then.
Yeah, I am voting no. I already said I'm not on the board. I'm not on this board.
Specs, Saka for Mahrez?
Makes no difference for me.
Okay, Lippy?
I think it makes them better, but I think there's the left is more important. Yeah, I think. Kvaratskhelia.
Okay, so we'll go back to Kvaratskhelia. Jordi, Saka for Mahrez.
Yeah,
just
Steve-O?
Yeah, can I give a little quick reason? And that's just purely because, not because Mahrez is one of my favourite players, mate, best touch in the league. But I just think the streak that Saka's on right now, you get him like he's just.
I'm with you.
I think he plays more.
Miles, Saka? Dan? No. Okay, quickly. Kvaratskhelia for Grealish, PK.
That's foolishness.
Specs?
No way.
Lippy? Yeah. Jordi? Steve-O? Miles?
No.
I
prefer it. I prefer it.
Okay. Well, it looks like Saka is going to Manchester City in this scenario.
Kane and Saka improve City.
Boys, you got to delete a first team guaranteed Arsenal player. And replace him to make them better. Who is it?
I'm saying you get rid of Jesus.
Of course.
That's easy.
And realistic.
And realistically, Harry Kane wouldn't go Arsenal.
No.
Okay. The Nigerian at Napoli.
Osherman.
Not realistic.
Okay, it's not realistic. He's not coming.
You're playing FIFA, Steve-O.
Manchester City can take any player in the world, and we deleted Vinicius Junior and Mbappe. So when we talk about Arsenal, scale that down another level. Osimhen's not realistic for Arsenal.
Why is it not realistic though? Why is it not realistic?
They're asking for like 150 mil for him.
And we paid 100. We paid 100 for Declan.
He supports Man U.
Whatever's going on with Osimhen, and my prediction is that he'll probably end up at Paris Saint-Germain for a stupid amount of money. That's when we're talking about realistic. And when Arsenal are in bidding wars with PSG, it's not realistic.
I think the person to replace Jesus would be realistically is Ivan Toney.
So skip half a season.
So what does Ivan Toney's got everything that Vlahovic has gotten more in the Premier League?
I don't think none of them make Arsenal better. Yeah, I don't think Jesus actually can play. Like he makes them pop.
Yeah, but we need goal. We need a goal scorer.
Yeah, but he was banging goals this season. You lot were on smoke for most of the season.
He was, but we need a goal scorer. Out and out goal scorer.
I love it. They hate their striker now.
Nah, we don't hate our goal scorer.
I don't think it's him.
So tell me someone realistic then, because Ivan Toney, as a striker, Ivan Toney is the one that's out there now that's going to bank goals in the Premier League, and he's Prem proven.
Party.
I was going to say that.
They've already done that. They bought their cameras.
You know what I think? Martinelli.
Yeah.
Well, I would go with that.
For Mitoma.
Mitoma.
You think Mitoma does more for Arsenal than Martinelli?
I do.
But I think that Ashvili.
Kvaratskhelia.
Yeah, man.
That's not realistic either, though.
Mitoma's realistic and he improves
Mitoma Arsenal. Does not improve Arsenal.
I think he does. I think he's better than Martinelli. Mitoma's cold.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Who's better, Martinelli or Mitoma, in your opinion?
Right now, Martinelli.
Mitoma's a better footballer, but Martinelli is more effective.
Exactly.
Man, definitely.
I would not swap Mitoma for Martinelli today.
Nowhere near.
I like him, but I wouldn't swap him right now.
Do you think he's that? I don't know. I think he's a bit scatty.
Who, Mitoma?
Martinelli.
Nah, he's very scatty, but... He's too effective, bro.
Jesus for Isak.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the difference between Isak and Ivan Toney?
What's the difference between Isak and Ivan Toney?
That's not realistic.
No, it's not realistic. You're right.
Not realistic.
You don't think a striker...
In the Prem?
Because you really could have done with a striker last
Who
year.
Who, though? Who? Anyone that will realistically come to Arsenal that's a striker... Will not improve us.
I've got it.
Wait, how about this one? Oh, go on. I've got one.
Jonathan David?
No.
No. I was going to say Evan Ferguson.
Evan
Ferguson. No.
Oh, well, from Brighton.
Yeah. And I thought he's a Man United. Like Fergie would have signed him up all day long if he was at United, still at United.
Why is that not realistic? Because he's too young.
We won't get him. We just won't. I don't think we'll go for a striker.
Well, if you can get Rice, why are you lot saying things ain't realistic? No, like Osherman's of this world. You just signed the best midfielder in the world.
We won't go for him.
Arsenal go 2-0 up against Liverpool. End of the season. One player got spun, twisted, ripped upside down, and flipped inside out. Do Arsenal need a new left back?
Yeah, but again, who? All these left backs, they're just really good at going forward. Really, really good at going forward.
Realistic one as well.
Ake. Take Nathan
instant
Ake.
Improvement. Ivan Toney.
Brother, you know what? Ebue, you're back on.
Well, what did I do?
We just did 20 minutes on Ivan Toney.
I wasn't here.
Well, Ivan Toney can't improve Arsenal day one because he can't play for months.
Yeah, but we did Saka to Man City. That's not happening. So we're doing hypotheticals.
But he can
we?
Play day one.
Yeah, but he's not playing day one because he's not playing for City, is he?
He's playing for Arsenal day one.
Pardon?
Is he going to play?
Yeah, so we're doing Ivan Toney.
Do day one.
So we might as well play this game then. What are we doing? Man, so you've got to play for day one. It's so hypothetical.
Let's improve a team from day one by swapping one player. Ivan Toney. He can't play for 4 months. So? How's that? That is the antithesis of the game.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, we might as well just... Because we're doing Matoba for Martinelli.
But Xhaka's gone and Partey's gone. Party, we need a midfielder.
But you have just replaced Xhaka.
No, Ramsdale. Ramsdale is shaky.
Nah, man.
Ramsdale shaky.
I'm not having that. Then Havertz, we're replacing Havertz again.
For Casado then.
In the same window.
Because that's realistic.
He can't play in the eight. I don't know who's buying. Who bought Havertz to play in the eight?
So you don't think we could buy another centre midfielder? 100%.
I'm saying if you bring Casado in for Jorginho, you improve Arsenal. That's what I'm saying.
But that's like if you take away Ramsdale though, you improve Arsenal as well.
Boys, come on. It's a striker. So we got to think of striker options.
We have.
It's a striker, bruv.
I personally think, I said this in the group earlier, if Arsenal sign Romelu Lukaku, as wild as that is, 30 goals.
No way. Do you know what?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So did you, wait, what did you just say? Lukaku?
Yeah.
Nah, man. That's not realistic.
Listen, Jesus is good for Arsenal. Like, I don't think you try and replace him.
Don't bang. Okay, he said Ivan Toney, yeah? What about Lukaku now? You're a mess.
How am I a mess?
I'll ask you. What about Lukaku?
I'll take Ivan Toney.
Over Lukaku?
What are you saying?
No, I'm saying Lukaku.
But if you're a mess, you said Matoma over Martinelli. You're a mess.
Yeah, Matoma, because Dan agrees with me. No one else. Who agrees with Martinelli?
He said Ivan Toney.
There you
he
go.
He said Ivan Toney.
Who?
He said Ivan Toney.
He was outside at the bus stop arguing with the bus driver.
Yeah, he's not my best candidate.
What about Zinchenko for Hernandez?
Oh, Hernandez is shocking.
What, from AC Milan?
He's shocking. That's worse. It makes us worse.
Is it not? I think Zinchenko is a better left back than Camavinga is anyway.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so, you know.
You already know. Dan Burn at Arsenal. Better than Zinchenko. It's not funny. It's serious. It's not a joke.
Rice and Casado works.
Of course.
And it can happen.
So who are you taking out?
Jorginho.
You can need a
starter.
You're right,
but they've just spent £100 million on a midfielder. I think letting them have another midfielder is a bit like...
No, we can still get Casado.
The spirit of it.
Because if we sell Partey and then we sell Lokonga, which we're looking to do, we've got the money there for Casado.
No, don't sell Lokonga. Why? Just loan him out.
That's what they're looking to do.
How do you know they're looking to do that?
Because he's not on the tour.
You know
the
FTV transfer news?
He's not on the tour. He's not on the tour. Forget them. He's not on the tour. He's not on the tour.
You know Bav's transfer news is not.
I don't choose that.
Oh, just checking. Cool.
He's not on the tour, so.
We're struggling, you know. You know, we did this game in like 2020 and it was quite easy.
Yeah, so why not have Ivan Toney?
Because he's on the ban.
Okay, so he's definitely out of it then, bruv. That's what we're doing here.
We're doing a hypothetical game.
You know what it is, Miles? I'm thinking about Champions. I can't see Ivan Toney scoring against Rapid Vienna. First game in the groups. I can't see it. No, at Rapid Vienna though.
Yeah, why not?
I just can't see it. It's just...
Are Rapid Vienna a Europa League team?
You know what I mean though.
Okay, yeah,
I think Ivan Toney gets 15 goals for Arsenal easy.
That's not good enough.
In the Prem.
That's
in
not
the
good
prem.
Enough.
That's two more than Jesus.
That's not good
but
enough.
But I said easy. That's easy. Not that's not enough. The whole season. That's easy.
All right, so what does he get not easy then?
So what would he do for the full season then?
Ivan Toney at Arsenal, I say 20 goals.
Why did you give us half a season?
All right, boys, I got it. We'll keep Gabriel Jesus and we'll replace Martinelli
with Federico Chiesa for Juventus, and that is realistic.
That's not, but that doesn't improve us. Doesn't improve
similar.
Us.
I think of them as similar Chiesa players.
Chiesa, Martinelli.
No, you lot are trying to get the big shot. You lot are trying to land the
heavy
shot.
You haven't actually had a shot.
I had a shot. I told you, Ramsdale, bro.
Yeah, but you have to replace him with someone. Go.
The Nigerian you, Onyenyan.
He's going to Man United.
He's going. He hasn't gone yet, bro.
Oh, you mean the skip to one?
Yeah.
The skip to one?
No, no, not the skip to one. A man got me there, boy. Not the skip to one.
Onana probably does improve Arsenal.
He does.
But I don't think that's a need for them, though.
What, does he save us like 5 points? Okay. Cool.
That is the difference. Very much so the difference.
Ivan Toney gets us the 5 points. There's a difference. He gets us six. So I'd rather take that.
What about Leao?
Rafael Leao instead of Martinelli improves Arsenal.
I think when he touches down in London, he's going to go studio with Abs. He's going to go link. He's going to go do another kick game. He ain't going to concentrate. Arteta's going to go and go
crazy.
Yeah,
but Arteta's making everyone get married. He just might make him get married.
Mm-mm. There ain't no one guessing him to get married. He's a City boy.
Oh, boys, I've got it.
Go on, tell me.
Yes, I knew I got it. Take out Martinelli and put Serge Gnabry.
No.
What? Ooh. What is this?
Nah, I think Martinelli's upside so high, but Gnabry might improve him day one, though. That
Gnabry
might improve him day
is
one.
Class.
Gnabry 2 seasons
okay,
ago.
Okay, Sane.
Not now. 2 seasons ago.
You hate Martinelli, though.
Of course. I would need him out, bro. Anything to get him out.
Oh, Mane's going for 17 million. He'll do it. Mane's going for 17 million. He'll do it.
Marty?
Mane.
17 or 70?
17.
Oh, Sadio Mane.
Mane would improve Arsenal tomorrow, bro.
Nah, but Martinelli, you're acting as if he doesn't...
Stop being so emotional. Improve them tomorrow.
Hey, logic and emotions. Just try and separate the both and you'll be a great man.
It's a striker. It's not our wingers. Our wingers got 15
apiece. Sadio Mane, how many goals did he score for Liverpool from the wing?
Pardon? And when was that? When was that? Because you said tomorrow and that was
last
season.
Oh, he got you!
I don't think Sadio Mane turned into a bad player overnight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, nor do I.
I don't think he turns into the Liverpool one overnight because
Mane improves Arsenal.
Because he didn't at Bayern Munich, did he?
What about Lewandowski then?
He's not available.
Right. Well, Lewandowski for Gabriel Jesus improves them tomorrow.
It's not realistic.
It's more than realistic at Barcelona. Lewandowski at Barcelona, he would die to come to us now.
So if he wants strikers, why don't you go Osimhen?
Sit this one out.
I would have said Osimhen first. That's not realistic.
So why is he not that?
guys, just to update you, we're going to need Margs to go and eat something because his blood sugar's low. So you're going to now see what it was like when Margs cooked HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Package has landed. So we're about to make some tacos now, yeah? Bear with me.
Margs, how was it?
Sensational, man.
Well done, man.
You should have cooked with your clothes on, though. I don't know why you did.
That's a nice dressing robe.
I'm going to give you a wild card here. There's the fourth top goal scorer in the Gold Cup has got one of the best names I've seen for a football player. Patrick Berner.
That's cold.
He's from about Martinique.
What about Ligue 1's top goal scorer? Who's Ligue 1's top goal scorer?
Oh, Lacazette. It's like
I
said,
I know who will put, there's a player for Lens.
Ah, De Nepo.
Called Hervin Ojenda. You don't know him?
Oh my god, he's a failed wonder kid though.
That's it, Openda.
Openda, isn't it?
Openda will improve you instantly.
Lens,
yeah,
Liverpool
Lens,
striker.
Yeah. Openda will do it instantly.
What about Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
Nah.
What?
You might as well say Ollie Watkins as well then.
That's not a bad shout, man. That's
who
realistic.
Arteta wanted. That's who Arteta wanted.
Now we're cooking, man. Ollie Watkins needs to be where we're looking.
Now we're talking.
Now we're chefing up. HelloFresh.
We're chefing. Yeah. Ollie Watkins is better than Ivan Toney, bro.
Is he?
I don't know.
What do you mean,
that.
Is he?
Ollie Watkins up front.
I think he would improve Arsenal though.
More than Jesus. I like Jesus. I feel like Ollie Watkins scores goals at Arsenal.
I can't do that to Jesus.
Gabriel Jesus showed up to a game one day. And Pep said, I want to play a left back up front.
But he battered Saliba, man. He batters Saliba, bro.
Alright, well, let's make the decision.
Let's vote. PK, remember, it has to be a striker. Has to be a striker.
I'm Glazers out.
Has to be a striker. PK, who's the striker?
Watkins.
Margs.
Watkins.
PK, Ollie Specs. Watkins.
Lukaku.
Lukaku, I'm with you. Jordy.
Lacazette.
Watkins. Watkins, Steve-O,
No, you can't do that, bro, man. He just said Lacazette.
Why are you so angry for?
Miles. Tony, Dan.
I'd go Lewa.
What?
I'd go Lewandowski.
Lewandowski. Okay, so it's Ollie Watkins. We've just put Ollie Watkins at Arsenal, boys.
That means I've got one goal in this game.
Manchester United, you got to replace one proper first team player, not one of those nonsense ones.
Ericsson.
Ericsson's been replaced by Mason Mount, so go again.
Bruno Fernandes.
Don't replace.
Who's the number nine at United?
They need a striker.
They don't have a number nine.
Martial.
Too easy.
Oh, no, boys.
Where's he from?
Not Man United. Nah, forget. Sorry, Dan. Man United need a centre-back. You lot need a centre-back.
Right wing.
No, they need a centre-back.
They've got good
they need
centre-backs.
Who's their centre-backs?
Varane and Martinez.
Varane's not good. Finally. I've been saying Varane's not good for a time.
Varane and Martinez had a great run last year.
When Varane takes to Martinez, he's very good. Football, to be fair, for me, it's Antony or Varane.
I think Varane needs the goal, boys. Varane needs the goal, man.
Manchester United need a right winger.
So we're replacing Antony. Morris.
But is that realistic?
Morris loves Manchester. He's not leaving that place.
What about Kulusevski on the right?
I hear that still. I hear that. I didn't like him. That's not realistic. But yeah, I did.
Why is it not realistic?
Because he just signed.
Does not make it unrealistic. He's been there for 18 months. Yeah, they had to. It's contractual. If Tottenham want to rebuild and they're not going to sell Harry Kane and they need money to buy players, selling a player like Kulusevski.
That's unfair because they're not. That's unrealistic. They're not selling.
I disagree that it's unrealistic.
He's just signed.
So did Bentancur, but it's a new manager. The deal to bring Kulusevski to Tottenham was three managers ago.
I'm not gonna lie, we're moving like United are cold, you know. We could replace about six men.
It is their right wing. Their right wing is weak.
I don't think it's weak. I think he started coming on.
It's weak.
It's Casemiro, boys.
No, what?
You need a more possession.
Player the guy
base
don't
six
get sent off. That
you don't
can
think
be there
so
for the test of it.
Nah.
I would say if you said, like, Joakim Andersson, straight into that Man United team.
That don't improve them.
That don't improve Man United.
I think everyone thinks Casemiro's this, like, proper GG. Like, he can be replaced, I think.
He can be replaced, but I think their right wing needs to be replaced.
What's happening there? Why are we taking Casemiro?
Casemiro's just had his first season in the Prem. Everyone knows midfielders coming over from Spain. It is a season.
He done well. But he's 31.
I definitely think he'll be better next year.
Marks, I thought Antony started second half of the season from like when he scored against Charlton in the FA Cup. I know it's poorer teams, but he started scoring a few important goals, no? And he started improving. He started looking like, I remember the first half of the season, he didn't even look like he could sprint. Second half, he started sprinting.
And it was his first season. I definitely think you got improvements from Antony.
I'm looking around the world, where are you getting a better winger than him, a right winger than him?
I got a right winger for them.
Go on.
Pepe. Pepe improves Arsenal. I mean, Man United.
Pepe improves Arsenal.
We can ignore him. He's having a tear.
I can't do it, man. I can't.
You can't do it.
What do you mean? You said Pepe improves Arsenal.
Man United.
But he doesn't even improve. Come on, bro. Come on.
Of course he doesn't improve Arsenal because we've got Saka. No, you need Pepe, though. Pepe's a good signer for you.
All right, 1 second. Let me just call the stroke doctor.
What? Are you having one? Is this how it starts?
He's got his number.
He's got his number? Jesus Christ.
Favourites, what?
All right, let's say, because it's tough, because the strike situation, the goalkeeper situation look like they're being solved. The right-back situation, who knows what's going on. Alex Tellez, I think
we did try to sign Kim Min-jae, though.
Yeah, exactly. But
that would have stunk, you know?
You did. Maybe you did.
I think he would have stunk.
But let's imagine it's a midfielder. Is it Bruno Fernandes?
Yes.
I love Bruno Fernandes.
For who?
I don't think you improved them. He's right. If we're going midfielder, then it's Casemiro then for real.
It has to be Casemiro.
It can't be Mount.
Casado.
That's realistic.
Does he improve it though?
Specs reckons Joshua Kimmich.
I like that.
Kimmich is cold.
I like it a lot.
Kimmich is cold.
I think if you got Kimmich in your midfield, like you need a madness.
He's German, man. Their man are robust naturally.
All right, look, we need to get somewhere, so let's just pick a left back. Right back. Because Luke Shaw's good enough.
Varane.
Give them Max Aarons, man.
Hakimi.
Ooh.
Oh, Cancelo. That's a good
shout.
Does it improve it? We've just seen what he does. Yeah, come on.
Of course, he does. He's a good player.
Improves
Man United's defense.
Manchester United have the most offensive right back in the league right now. And when they brought him in, when they brought the most offensive right back in the league in, that's when their form started to improve. To me, if you start talking about bringing in a right back with no defensive capabilities or limited defensive capabilities, you're not saying a life like replacement. You're talking about improvement. You're actually saying expose them.
Hmm. But it depends on the system that Ten Hag wants to play, though.
How about this? Man United improve tomorrow with Dan's favourite player, Seamus Coleman.
He can go to the world time and time again.
It's the best flip I've ever seen.
It's the best.
It's the best flip I've ever seen, I'll be honest,
Ah, but if, let's be honest, yeah. Do you think you can win the league with a left back like Luke Shaw?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I'm saying.
We haven't up till now.
I think you can with Hernandez on a system thing.
What's Shaw? 27?
27, 28, yeah.
Yeah, so... we're going to make improvements. Probably going to win the league with him in the team. He just got a new contract.
How close to the league do you believe you are?
I like that, you know. I like that. So now Shaw has to win the league before he retires. He probably will.
Dan, what position are we doing? Midfield. I'd go Miles, midfield, what position are we doing?
Right back.
Steve-O?
I would have gone midfield still, but... If for the show right now,
Jordan, as soon as he does it, I look at you.
I'm just looking at Steve on ticket, like. Right back, then.
Right back.
Right centre back.
I'm going Daz's position, man. Deep line playmaker.
Missionary. Mark's what position?
Right back.
PK.
Centre mid.
All right, it's centre mid and right back are tied, and no one's got a right back.
Right,
so centre mid is the answer.
James.
Not realistic. He's literally Chelsea's whole franchise.
It's Cancelo, man, but.
Yeah, no, we're doing midfield now. All right, De Jong.
De Jong, Frankie De Jong as a
DM. Ooh, that's the one they should have got instead of Mount,
that's the
man.
Eight.
And
that's
I like
the
Mount.
Eight,
De Jong, Bruno, Mount.
What about Dumfries then? Dumfries?
Denzel Dumfries is not a midfielder.
No, I thought we went right back.
Real done that.
I like Camavinga centre mid.
They're not getting rid of Tchouameni or Camavinga, are they?
They're trying to fund the Mbappe thing. No one's safe in Real right now apart from
Modric,
Vinny,
Bellingham,
and Jude.
Obviously, that's
Casado could improve United tomorrow, midfielder.
Casado for Casemiro. You think Casado? So when the midfielders episode comes around, you're gonna put Casado above Casemiro.
I am, but
not really. But for like longevity,
it won't improve them though.
We'll be in it's not like he's a better position, but if we think that tomorrow we'll be in a better position with Casado because of just longevity, upside.
Improve tomorrow.
I think he improves United tomorrow.
He can play, hey, boys, you know he can play right back too, innit?
Who can?
Casado. We've done two positions.
Casemiro, Casado, and Mount. That's a midfield, you know.
And they take out Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno's the
That's
pinnacle.
A midfield,
he's
though.
Like the linchpin.
Yes,
he probably doesn't do much
numbers.
How much goals did... I swear, Bruno...
He works hard. He scores goals. He assists.
Bruno got 8 and 8 in the league. And he got 14 and 15 all comps.
And Granit got 7 goals and...
It's okay. We don't need to worry
about it. I'm just saying. I'm telling you for stats.
There's a guy you sold for 20 million. Come on.
I'm fine, bro. I got Odegaard.
Camavinga in defensive mid.
Nah. That's not realistic, and even if it goes there, what happened?
Why not realistic?
Who?
Camavinga.
You don't like being at left back. You got a guy at Manchester United coming in saying, look, you can make this your position.
He sold it to me.
So who do you take out? Casemiro?
Casemiro for Camavinga.
Don't think he improves them.
Oh, I do have Camavinga, Casemiro, Fernandes. That's a beautiful midfield. But with Mount coming in...
All right. Well, I've heard a few cases being brought. Camavinga.
Yeah.
You made it sound good.
Yeah, I like that.
Frankie De Jong. You said it.
I'm saying Casado.
Casado. We're going to go for a PK round. PK. Who is it? Manchester United's new midfielder
Camavinga.
Replacing Casemiro is Camavinga.
Yeah.
Margs?
De Jong.
Libby?
Casado.
De Jong.
Jordy?
De Jong.
We're just being with everybody. Wait till I say your name just because the audio listeners don't know who's talking. Steve-O?
Camavinga.
Miles?
Casado.
To the mic?
Casado.
Savage Dan?
Casado.
It's Casado. Casado for Casemiro has turned Manchester United around. We're going to do one more because otherwise we are literally going to be here all
show.
Day.
Football show with guys that don't know football.
Who replaces... Who gets replaced at Liverpool?
Liverpool's left wing for me is a bit... Since Mane... I know they had Diaz, but he's injured. That seems like it could be...
Who?
He's right.
Kvaratskhelia.
Yeah, I think that's the one, boys. We've mentioned him in every team. This is the team he goes to.
That would be the worst thing to happen.
That would be horrible.
They would be deadly. They would be so deadly.
No, they wouldn't.
Kvaratskhelia at Liverpool.
For Klopp.
Yes.
Do you know why it'll be hard to say who to replace in the midfield? Because they're all going, bruv.
No, but they've signed the midfielders as well,
they
right?
They signed two.
Yeah, nah, but then Fabinho's going, right?
Yeah, they need a DM, but Fabinho's going. DM. So it's like, yeah.
I think Skelly is one, though.
Whoever the man that stands next to Van Dijk is.
I like Konate, man. Konate's class. Although I would replace Konate with Mark Gaye.
So what's the striker situation at Liverpool?
Cody Gakpo. Nunes playing from the wide.
But I just think they don't have enough nine options then. If Nunes is their left winger, definitely.
So we got to get rid of Cody Gakpo then.
It's Gakpo. Yeah, Gakpo's gone.
You got to get rid of him. And he looked all right towards the end of the season. He looked good.
He was warming still. I like Gakpo.
Wouldn't you be better off getting rid of Darwin than Gakpo?
Nah.
Are we saying the only player that only team Osherman can sign for, really, realistically,
it's PSG or Real Madrid.
PSG, Real Madrid, and Man City.
And Chelsea.
Not Liverpool.
Chelsea would be in there.
You're not in this game.
I know, I'm just saying.
You're a silly club.
But we're in there.
You're a silly club.
But Liverpool need a... What do they need? Because they need a midfield. They're biding our whole new midfield.
Or who do you take out? So it's Fabinho out, but is he going
already? If anything, we should do DM for them.
Kimmich.
I had this discussion on Twitter. Kimmich, McAllister, and who else? Curtis Jones? Nah, man.
Nah.
I'm not running. Nah, I'm not running as well.
You know Kimmich, right? He's tough as well. He don't
Kimmich is quality.
He's tough though.
I'm telling you, yeah, Lavia next season will be maybe not better, but he's gonna be entering party level. I'm telling you.
With Iniesta,
he's
come,
fake,
though.
Bro. He's
yeah, he's
dirty.
Good.
He's
but he's
dirty.
Not there yet. He's not there yet.
The U is very, very cold, bro.
He's not there yet. I'm telling you, bro.
What about Paul Pogba?
If he improves West
he's
Ham.
Available. He's available.
Of course he is. He don't improve them, man.
He could go West Ham.
That'd be a nightmare signing.
What about Verratti, deep line playmaker?
No.
Verratti.
Past it. Have you just seen the best of him?
Sofyan Amrabat.
That's not a bad shot, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bad shot.
If you're talking about a certified
I
DMF,
think quality.
Like,
they need Liverpool don't need a DMF. I think that's a myth. They need legs, they need running, and they need tactical discipline.
They need Camavinga.
Camavinga would be amazing at Liverpool.
All right, cool. What about João Paulinho?
Oh,
Paulinho.
Ooh.
We're looking at the country.
And there we have it. That is it.
I don't know.
That is it. No, that's it.
I don't know.
I'm going Lavia over him anyway.
No. That's realistic.
We're talking improve. Come on, like.
It's realistic, though.
That's realistic. What they need is those legs. They need youth. They need energy. I think you saw what McAllister did for Brighton. You saw even what he did covering for Messi's lack of energy. He brings that. Szoboszlai again, because he's placed from the wide positions. He has crazy amounts of energy, legs. But to me, Romeo Lavia, although the injuries hurt, but he has the legs to carry
them. I think
them.
Lavia, because he's got it, I think he could improve them eventually over the season. I don't think he does it tomorrow.
I think he does improve them tomorrow.
Most men improve them. But I just think if you put him in on a molding, on a Klopp system, brother, man, just hope they don't get this you. I'm telling you.
Polina's not Lavia.
Steve, you're right. I know, because the only reason you're saying this is because he's 19.
Of course.
And because he just got relegated.
Couple of big ones.
Genie Wijnaldum got relegated for Newcastle and then went Liverpool and became Genie Wijnaldum.
No, but he's 19, bro. And he showed his qualities throughout the season, yeah, but it's not, the consistency's not there. He's still a young boy.
To Miles' point. He's saying, like, improve from day one.
And that's... Lavia don't do that.
Age don't mean nothing, though, man.
We're gonna vote. PK. Paulinho, Kone, or Lavia?
Are you talking about Manu Lavia?
Kone's mad. He went mad.
Madness.
Marks.
I want to go Manu Kone.
Lippy.
Because I want Arsenal to get Lavia, I'm going to go Paulinho.
That's not how it works. Who improves Liverpool tomorrow?
Still on a manifestation
who
level.
Who improves Liverpool tomorrow the most?
You know what, Lavia. I gotta be real.
Jordy.
I just hope Klopp don't listen to me.
I'm gonna go Lavia.
Paulinho.
Savage Dan.
Lavia.
And there we have it. We'll do this again
who
with other teams. Oh, Lavia.
Yeah, Lavia's dirty.
Love him, man. I love him. The first time I saw that kid play football, I said,
Nah, he's fake. He's fake.
Unreal. Yeah, he passed the eye test for me straight away.
On, I was like, within like 2 minutes.
And I didn't see him at Booth City. I just saw him at Southampton. I was like,
he moved to us. He moved to us. He moved to us.
Rare talent.
Cold.
Rare talent.
As Tigo just said, he says a 19-year-old. He's a rare talent. He's a rare talent. That they, them ones can. Them 19-year-olds can.
But look, in let us know pivot. Who we missed, who should be changed, and who should come in. We'll do some other teams later on in the summer because it's a long preseason this year. Just remember, HelloFresh.co.uk, Filthy60 will get you a discount of 60% off your first order, 25% off your next 8, or click the link in the description. What? Thanks for coming. Filthy at 5.com. Good episode, boys.